This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, after a very warm Independence Day, temperatures will retreat to near normal for today and Saturday, and then 5 to 7 degrees below normal for Sunday and Monday as an upper-level trough settles over the Columbia Basin. A southwest flow will bring a little warmer air Tuesday and moisture with a chance for showers beginning Wednesday. Rainfall amounts will likely be less than a quarter inch on most farms, so hay cut this weekend should be able to dry with only light rain damage possible. You can expect light winds and mostly clear skies overnight to allow moderate dew to form. Afternoon humidity will dip into the 20 to 25% range, which will limit the hours suitable for alfalfa baling to the overnight and morning hours. Look for crop water used to be about 15% below normal. For the next 7 days, it should range between an inch and a half and three quarters for tall alfalfa, mint, early planted corn, spring grains, and apples, while lawns and peaches need an inch and a quarter to an inch and a half. Spraying conditions will be mostly good today and Saturday, but look for winds to increase slightly Sunday and Monday, which may cause chemical drift. Growing degree days at base 55 degrees have accumulated to near normal since April 15th and are about 10 days to 2 weeks ahead of the 30-year normal. Base 55 degrees is used to track warm season crops like watermelons. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.